Today's daf is Masechet Zevachim, daf Yud. We're holding on daf Tesam at Beis at an exciting new sugya. Four lines up from the bottom. Everybody is wide awake tonight. Look at Richie's face. It's just amazing. And the question today is... And here's the deal. Somebody does a shchita, which is a perfectly normal, good shchita, except that he has in mind, as he does the shchita, when he's going to do the zrika, he's going to do the zrika shel lishma. Just so. So, what's the halacha? Itma. Shachetta lishma lizrog dama shel lishma. Machloket Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish, Rabbi Yochanan Omer Psula, Reish Lakish Omer Kshira. Now, what is the model for this behavior? It's a very simple model, and that actually is the question. Is the model applicable to our case? The model is pigul. As you know, or will know now, pigul means that you do one of the four avodot, which is the shchita, the... We're not up to there yet. The Kabbalah, the Halacha, the Zrika, and you do those things in order to do the actual Haktorah, putting it on the Mizbeah, or the Achila of the Kohen, or the person who's going to be eating the meat of this Karban, and you have in mind that you're going to do this outside of the correct time, or outside of the correct space. Now, this is called Chutz u'Mechitzato. It's outside of either its time or space definition. So remember, a Mechitza can consist of time, space, for people. Either way ruins the Karban. The difference between a time violation and a space violation is karet. There's a fee of karet on eating such a korban. If it's outside of its time limit, then this doesn't mean it's literally outside of the time limit. Remember, you thought that you were going to do something which was either achilat amizbeach or achilat adam. Don't confuse this with notar, which was when it's actually out of time. Don't confuse it with yotzei, which means when it's actually been taken out of its place. We're talking about over here time, space in mind. Now, the din over there is that if it's a time violation in your mind, it creates a chiyuv karet on the achila of the korban. If it's a space violation in your mind, it creates an iser lav, which is a chiyuv malkut, but not an iser karet. Now, that's a model. It's not a perfect model to our case, because in our case, the only thing that would be important is the hashiva from one avodah to another avodah. There's certainly no din lishma, let's say, on haktara. So if you do the haktara shalal lishma, as we saw before, nobody cares. If you do the haktara chutz lizmano, chutz lemekomo, in your mind, we care very much indeed. So therefore, the model is clearly not completely applicable. However, by definition, every act of pigul is always going to be doing one of the four avodot in order to do something that is outside of the house. You're thinking while you're doing A, you're thinking about what's going to happen when you're doing Z. That's our question. Can we use that as a model for this? Now, the truth is that there is one overlap. What is that? Zrikat hadam is also an eating of the Mizbeach. Normally it's Achilat. We talk about Achilat Basar. But the truth is that the Mizbeach eats blood too. And therefore, in that sense, you could have an Achilat Mizbeach that would be Chutz Lizman. So there's one area where you could do three Avodot, let's see, do the Shkita, in order to do the Zrikat. So there's one place where it is a good model. It's not a perfect model because obviously Haktorah or Achilat Adam is not considered to be part of the four avodot. Can I take, however, lift out of that sugya at least one idea? That thinking about X while you're doing A is considered to be an act of conscious disruption. So over there it's disruption in terms of time-space. Over here it's disruption in terms of lishma, either shinei Hashem of the Korban or shinei of the Shem of the Baalim. That is our question. So here we have a machloket between Reish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan says, Psula, because mechashvimi avodah l'avodah, you can have a conscious determination in point A of the avodot to another avodah. And the basis of this would be machshevet pigul, where you can also have such a thing. If you do the shchita, in order to do the zrika, chutz lizman. Reish Lakish omer kshira, ve'ein mechashvimi avodah l'avodah, we do not learn it out of pigul. The reason we don't learn it out of pigul is because the important nekuda there is not from one avoda to another avoda. It's from avoda to achila, either achilat adam or achilat mizbeach. It's coincidental that one of those achilot happens to be an avoda. So why make that a model for Mechashim Yavod Alavod? That's the question. Okay. So now, this happens to be consistent. It's a machlokas between Reish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan in other contexts as well. The most striking of which is Binogea Avodat Kochavim. And therefore, says the Gemara, Ve'azdu l'ta'amayu, this is actually consistent with their shita elsewhere. Now we're not talking about kachim at all. Forget about kachim. Somebody does the shita of an animal. That's fine. Is there a possible to have a machshava, a possible shita? Yes, indeed. A person could shecht an animal for avodah zarah. Suppose somebody shechts an animal, not for avodah zarah, but with the intent of doing a zrikat adam on an altar of avodah zarah. So now, there we have exactly, or for that matter, bringing laktir chelba, bringing the part that would normally go on the mizbeach, bringing it for avodah zarah. Okay, what's the din? Exactly the same. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Asura, because we have that model in the Beit HaMikdash, and in general, as we saw back in Masechet Avodah Zarah, whatever is a model in the Beit HaMikdash is applicable to Avodat Kochavim when it's done for Avodah Zarah. So therefore, since Mechashvim Avodah LeAvodah in the Beit HaMikdash, so therefore, Yafinan Chutz L'Bifnim, you can even learn out that which is done outside of the Beit HaMikdash for that which is done inside of the Beit HaMikdash, and therefore, this would become a Zivchei Meitim. By the way, Asara, Asura, and Muteret has nothing to do with the heter to do this. Obviously, the person who does this may well be Chayav Misa for Avodah Zarah. That's a different issue, as it points out. We're talking about, is the carbon considered to be Zivchei Meitim or not? Is the carbon Asur Bahana or not? The carbon to Avodah Zarah.
The meat.
Yes. To eat. Or Bahana'ah, not only to eat. Reish Lakish Omer Muteret, because Ein Mechashvim Me'Avodah LaAvodah, even inside, so there's nothing to learn out from, Lo Yafir Chutz Bifnim, because there's nothing similar. Why indeed do I need to know both of these machlokas separately if they seem to be precisely the same? The tzrich. We do need both. Because, I ashmina baha, baha amar Reish Lakish, avo pnim ipnim ema modele l'Rabbi Yochanan. Suppose we would know only Avodah Zarah. So we might have made the mistake of thinking that what he's trying to say is, Ein mechashvim avodah le'avodah outside because lo yafin al chutz b'fim. So even though it might work in the Beit HaMikdash so that you can have a machshava shelo l'shma in the Beit HaMikdash, it won't work for avodah zarah. Because lo yafin al chutz meaning avodah zarah b'fim. But if it would come to learning out one type of nim, a machshavet shelo l'shma, from another type of nim, which is a machshavet people, perhaps Reish Lakish would go along with Rabbi Yochanan and say, that's okay, we can use this as a model. Therefore, I need to know what he would have said in the previous case that was no gay here in Zvachim. And the other way around is also clear. The Ashring and Baha, I would say, Balkama, Rabbi Yochanan. Maybe Rabbi Yochanan wouldn't go so far as to apply the model in the Beit HaMikdash to something outside of the Beit HaMikdash, namely for Avodah Zarah, which in fact he does apply it. He says it is Asura. So therefore, I need to know that he would even go that far to apply it for Avodah Zarah, and the animal would be Zivchei Meitim, would be Asura Bana. But if you hadn't told it to me, I would have said, maybe it would be Moditor Reish Lakish, that when it comes to Avodah Zarah, it wouldn't apply. Therefore, Tzrich. Now, Kiyata Rav Dimi, Omar, Rav Dimi said, look, in Eretz Yisrael, I want you to know that Rav Yirmiyah had a proof, actually. He asked as a question to Reish Lakish, but it ended up being a proof of Yochanan. And Rabbi Elah asked, he brought a riot to Reish Lakish by asking a question on Rabbi Yochanan. And now we need to deal with both of these issues. Let's start from the beginning. Rabbi Yirmiyah asked what boils down to a proof for Rabbi Yochanan with the following logic. He said, look, let's say somebody has a machshava of chutz lizmano. Not in order to eat it, chutz lizmano. Not in order to put it on the mizbeah, chutz lizmano. But says something which is absolutely ridiculous. I am shechting chutz lizmano, whatever the heck that's supposed to be. Well, obviously that doesn't mean a darn thing. What? Why not? Sure, it's ridiculous. He's not chutz lizmano. He's saying something that simply isn't true, right?
Oh, I see.
So over there, that's not considered to be a din in chutz lizman. It's not at all, doesn't affect it at all. But suppose he did that same act with the intent to do the zrika chutz lizmano, right? Amanat lizrok domo chutz lizmano, then he would completely destroy the carbon, okay? Now, a shalol lishmo, You could even have a machshava of, I am now shechting shelo lishmo, and that would already pass the karma. Or if it was a chatas, or at least make it lo'el l'shem ba'alim. If it was anything else. So therefore, a makom, she'im amar, any shechet shelo lishmo would be possible, which is shelo lishmo. So certainly shechto amanat lizrog domo shelo lishmo should definitely be possible. In other words, it's easier, surprisingly, to possible something in the zrika by having the makshava in the shechita than it is by having the makshava in the shechita itself. Thank you. Exactly what I needed. Something to throw. Barnea spotted it immediately. What's the one they throw in the Olympic? The discus. No, no, those would be much more effective. So this seems to be an absolute proof that Rabbi Yochanan is right. Here we find straight in the din of Shelo Lishmo proper that it should be a kal v'chomer, that it would be possible. Matkiflo Rava Bar Eloi, that doesn't prove anything, because it's all based on Shelo Lishmo being more chamur, and that's why it's a kal v'chomer. Shelo Lishmo, which is more chamur than it can possible even in the Shechita, kol shekein it's going to possible Shechita for the Zrika, but that's wrong. Pigel is more chomor because it's karet. If shelo lishmo doesn't make it possible with an iser karet of eating the meat, so forget about it. That doesn't prove anything. That's malach v'zmana shekein karet. Ela amar Rava Bar Eloi. No, okay, that wasn't exactly what he said. Let me clarify this for you. Yachi kama uma b'makom shamar hareni shochet chutz limekomo. Just forget about time violations, because time violations always lead to more paradoxes, basically. You know. So suppose he's saying, I'm going to shech this outside of its proper place, right here in the Beis HaMikdash. Thank you. One flew over the cuckoo's nest. We don't care what it is. So over there is kosher, right? So if he shechs it with the intent to do the zarika of chutz l'mikomo, it would be possible. So that proves basically the same thing, but now you can't tell me about Chorus Jet, see? Because there is no Chiyuv of Chorus on Chutz L'Mekomo, because that's not a time violation. So it's the same idea, except I'm now substituting space for time. That way I avoid Chorus. Okay, so therefore, in a case where Shachto, over there, if you were shocheted, shelo lishmo, makom shimamar and shochet shelo lishmo, would be possible. So kol shekein shechtam and ad lizrok domo shelo lishmo, ain't nothing cheaper, so for sure it should be possible. Ha! Maski v'la ravashi, no, not true. Because chutz l'mekomo is a general rule that applies to all zvachim and passels all zvachim. Does shelo lishmo passel all zvachim? No. It only passels a chatas and a pesach. So which one is more chomer? Pigo is more chomer, even where it's only a space violation. Don't forget about that. Tomar b'shelo lishmo, de'eno noeg elo b'pesach v'chatat. So that's wrong. That can't be his siyua. I'll tell you what his siyua is. Elam ravashi, hachi chomer. This is brilliant. It would be brilliant if he'd be up. I'm practicing. The din of Shelo L'Shem Ba'alim. Remember that marvelous halacha. If I shecht, at least according to Rashi, Tosfos, and all the Rishonim but the Rambam, if I shecht a korban that belongs to Reuven, and I shecht it l'shem Shimon, do I pass over the korban? Is it loyal l'balam l'shem chova? Or it's fine? Fine. But if I have in mind I'm going to do this shechita in order to be mechaper with a dam on Shimon, which boils down to the zrikas hadam, I mean, let's call a spade a spade. So if I do the shechita, I'm going to have zrok hadam, only then is it considered to be possible. Now, to me, that sounds like mechashvim mi'avodah l'avodah. And that's the only way to get it done. So koshikin shelo lishmo, in terms of the name of the korban, is for sure going to be more puzzle if I do the shechita in order to do the zrika shelo lishmo than if I just do the shechita itself shelo lishmo, and even that's puzzle. Now put that in your pipe and smoke it. Let's see that inside. This is what he was saying. Uma b'makom she'imamar eni shochet l'shem ploni shuv kasher. If he says v'zrok damo l'shem ploni, then it becomes pasul. Makom she'imamar hareni shochet shelo lishma, the name of the carbon. Over there, even that's possible. So, Koshikin Shachto Amarat Mizro Gdama Osho Lishmo. Obviously, it's possible. Now, I'm bringing you a raya, not from Pigo, just from the Dinim of Shlo Lishmo itself. Bringing a raya from Shinoi Baalim to Shinoi Kodav. That was the first raya. Says Rashi, now that's a good raya. Now, let's move on to the raya that was brought by Rabbi Elah to Reish Lakish against Rabbi Yochanan. Sorry?
It's not that we've come across, it's not what we're about to be now, it's not what you're saying.
Right, exactly. This is the next piece of the introduction. There were two things that I bring back from my visit to Israel. One was Rabbi Elah Yisrael Reish Lakish. Now that we finished the first one of Rabbi Yirmiyahu Yisrael Rabbi Yochanan, let's look at Rabbi Elah Yisrael Reish Lakish. Now here's what he said. Supposing we would have left out the din of Shelo Lishmo from the din of Zrika. Of course, the Torah wouldn't have said anything about Zrika. Could we not have derived the halach of Shelo Lishmo of Zrika from a combination of Shchita and Kabbalah? Or what are you going to say? Mala Shchita, because it passes Shelo Lishmo from the Pesach. Okay, what about Kabbalah? Kabbalah is the passage Shelo Lishmo from the Pesach. So what's wrong with learning it out directly from Shchita or Kabbalah? Nothing. So Lamai Hilchata Katavachmana. Why do you think the Torah specifically gave us another pasuk, remember, that we had before? We took a look at every Avoda, figure out how it passes the Chattas and so on. Why do we need to know the Zrika? I'll tell you why. Lomar de Ein Mechashvim Yavoda Lavoda. It's to tell you Zrika and only Zrika, but not from Shchita to Zrika. So that is exactly what Reish Lakish was saying. Come on, says Rav Papa, what kind of raya is that? Maybe the reason it says it is to tell you that you are Mechashmi Avoda Lavoda. And that Zrika passes even where I only thought about doing the Zrika at the time of Shchita, and not when I thought about the Zrika Shelo Lishmo at the time of the Zrika. How do you come to the conclusion that it's telling me less instead of more? Well, it's very simple. If that's what it's coming for, in Kain Lishtokramine, you didn't have to say anything. Don't say anything. Now I ask you, naively, what's the din if you do the Shchita in order to do the Zrika Shelo Lishmo? And what do you respond eventually? You figure out Ravashi's Kal V'chomer that we just had. You learn out from Shinoi Baalim, which can only be accomplished with Mechashim Yavoda Lavoda, Shchita L'Shem Zrika for Richie, and you apply it to Shinoi Hashem. So if you need to tell me additional information, it's not something I would have known anyway, now is it? So therefore it's much more reasonable to say, the reason that the Torah points out Zrika is to limit it to Zrika and to tell me you cannot do a Machshava from Shchita to Zrika. That's what I mean. Because in Cain, Lishtok Rami, Neva, take any Kavachomer to Ravashi. So what do you do now? Says Rabbi Yochanan, what's Rabbi Yochanan going to do with that? Rabbi Yochanan is going to say, that's not even a problem. Because how are you going to learn out Zrika from Shchita and from Kabbalah? Malahavak Shekintu not Safon. First of all, do you need to do Zrika while it's in the north of the Beit HaMikdash of the Azara? No. Even as we pointed out before, even according to Rabban Yomar, that the entire Mizbeach is Betzafein. As the Briskarov points out, the Kohen is in Betzafein, if the Mizbeach is Betzafein. And wherever Tzafon is Ma'akev, the Kohen has to be Betzafein. Not only the place where the thing takes place after he does it. So therefore, how can you learn out Zrika that it should be possible from Avodot that don't require Tzafon, that do require Tzafon and therefore are more Chamor? Maybe the Torah is backbit more on Shchita and Kabbalah than it is on Zrika. How about that? You don't like that? I got another one for you. How about this one? The Yeshlan Bechataot HaPrimiot. Is there a Zrika on the Mizbeach and a Chatat Primit? No. So maybe the Torah is more makbid on those Avodot that are universal. Okay. How do you answer that? You answer it by saying, the Edah, well, we're not talking about things that need tzafon. Talking about shlamim. That was our model. The model was the shlamim. Don't bring me. Theoretically, there are cases where. This is not one of those cases. When it comes to shlamim, shchita doesn't have to be betzafein. Kabbalah doesn't have to be betzafein. What are you getting me confused for? So, therefore, hashtamiya b'shlamim kaimi. We stick to the topic. The topic is shlamim. There's no din of tzafein. Fine. Itma. Shachta lishma. Lizrog damasha lishma. Here we find not only did Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish argue about this case, so did Rabbi Nachman and Rabba. So Rabbi Nachman amar psula, Rabba amar ksheira, and in fact, in the end, Rabba had a change of heart and agreed that was Nachman was correct, that it was possible, and the reason was that he discovered the Kal V'chomer of Ravashi. So that Kal V'chomer of Ravashi, which learns out Shalolishvav Shine Hashem from Shalolishvav Shine Balim was very persuasive. Are we happy? Are we at least not unhappy?
We're not unhappy.
That's the most I get.
I'm happy.
Thank you, Yelly.
Clap your hands.
Yes, indeed.
About time.
If you believe in the Kavah Chomer Rav Ashi, clap your hands. There we go. Okay. Now, the next piece of our Mishnah was Rebbe Eliezer. Rebbe Eliezer, Omer, Af HaHasham. So, we try to learn out, according to Rebbe Eliezer, anything that passes the Chattas will pass the Nosh, but therefore, Shalom Lashma passes the Yasha. Tanya. Amar Rebbe Eliezer. Look, I mean, this starts in the Mishnah. We could have brought the Mishnah, but the rest of it isn't in the Mishnah. So Rebbe Eliezer says, look, if a chatat ba'al chet, and a asham ba'al chet, it's a simple ma matzino. So ma chatat shelo lishma psula, af asham shelo lishma pasul. He starts off with an easy argument. We keep upping the ante here. Says Rabbi Yoshua, that's not much of an argument. Loi mamet bechatat shekein dama lema'ala. If you want to get a lot of the dinim and zvachim straight, as I told you, the Gemara manages to miraculously fit in just about every halach you could possibly need to know about zvachim within just a few short pages. So, you see, you can't compare a chatas to an asham to a chatas. A chatas is much more chomer. The dam of the chatat can only be put above the chutasikra. And the chutasikra is the midpoint of the mizbeah. How do we know that the Mizbeach is separated in its upper section from its lower section? Very simple. The Torah says to make him the Mikhbar Nechoshes and put it B'chatziah Mizbeach, which means that obviously there's a difference between the bottom half and the lower half. That proves it. That's the Reshet, right? There's a bottom half and a top half. Once the bottom half and the top half, we added the Chutas Sikrat to distinguish between, though it's not Mi'ikra Din, it's a colored line. Red line goes across the Mizbeach, and the Dam of the Chatas has to go on top. The Dam of the Asham goes on the bottom. So, that proves that the Chatas is more home. So you can't learn out. Says Rebbe Eliezer, now we're not so fast. How about a Korban Pesach? Korban Pesach also Pesach Shlo Lishma, and Damo goes Lamata of the Chutas Sikrat. So obviously, the question of where the Dam goes is not relevant to the din of the psul of Shlo Lishma. So forget that. I go back to my original statement. Chatat Baal Chet, Hashem Baal Chet, don't start bringing me proof of things that are irrelevant. So therefore, the Pesach is mochiyah shedamo lamata, and shechatat shelo lishma is possible. Amalo Rabbi Yeshua, well, Pesach doesn't prove anything, because Pesach has a zman kavua. So since the zman is kavua, you can only bring a Pesach for a few hours a year, and that's not true about a chatas, and about an arsham, and therefore it doesn't prove anything for there. Says Rabbi Eliezer, wait a minute, I wasn't trying to learn it from a Korban Pesach, my dear friend, I was trying to learn it from the chatas. I only use the Korban Pesach to prove that the question of where the dam goes is irrelevant. That's all. So chatas tochiyah. The fact is that a chatas does not have a zman kavua. So what are you telling me? I can't learn out the asham from the Pesach. I never intended to learn the asham from the Pesach. So, says Rabbi Yeshua, really? So then all you have me doing is going around in circles. If you try to learn out from a chatas, I'm going to ask you, you can't learn out from a chatas because a chatas, the dam goes lamala. So then you'll tell me, go to Pesach. I'll say, no, you can't learn out from the Pesach because imano kavua. So then you're trying to tell me, go back to chatas. So I'll tell you the same thing. How long do you want to keep doing this? Can we move on? Of course, what we usually do under these circumstances, and which the Gemara is going to ask in a moment, is find the common denominator while you're running around in circles. Fine. But obviously when Rabbi Yeshua says that, is we're running around in circles, he's trying to tell you that there's no common denominator. The Gemara is going to ask, why is there no common denominator? Good. Okay, Rabbi Eliezer says, fine, let's try something else, okay? By Achatas, the Torah says specifically, the Samach, Yadol, and so on and so forth, Sheishchat, Golev, Ne'ashem, Chatat, who? It's got to be a Chatat, all right? Now, we keep referring here to Chatati, even though it doesn't say that, because we are referring specifically to the Chatat of a Nasi, which is a Sawyer, which is male, and therefore the Lashon of the Pasuk indeed is Chatat Hu. However, we will always say Chatati throughout the Masechta, whenever we refer to this Rasha, because it's just taken out of context, and we sounds awfully funny to hear Chatat Hu. So, as a Chatat, it's really here, he. Just remember, however, because Chatat, of course, is Lashon of Keva, just remember that that the pasuk that we're referring to, which is the chatas of the soyer nasi, it really says chatat too, because a soyer is a chatat. Now, the Mefarshim actually say that it's unlikely that the correct girsa is nemar ba he b'shchita specifically, because normally we just say he. We'll see later on that it's only Rabbi Yoshua, when he comes back and talks about it, that says it doesn't really say it b'shchita. But fine, I mean, that it says it b'shchita, which is not the case by Ashim. That's fine. We can read it this way. It's probably not true, but it makes it more exciting. It does say it, b'shchita. So anyway, by Chatas it says he, shchatat he. And that means he, l'shmak sh'ash, l'shmak sula. By Pesach, it also says who. And that deal tells us that who, l'shmo kasher, shalom, l'shmo pasul. Well, it says the same thing by an Hashem. Av Hashem ne'bar bo who. Who, l'shmo kasher, shalom, l'shmo pasul. And therefore, it should have exactly the same halacha. Amala Rabbi Yeshua, sure, brilliant. Chatat, it says the who by shchita, which teaches us that only the chatat is kosher as lishma and not shalom lishma. Fine. Very good. That's because shchita shalom lishma is possible. Pesach, it says it bizvicha. That's the shchita. Hu lishmo kasher, it's a zevach pesach. Shalom lishmo pasul. Where does it say the word Hashem hu? Huh? It says it by hikiro tamakohen. So it only says it by haktara. How could that be possible? If you didn't bring the emurim at all, it wouldn't be possible. So how could it be possible if you bring them wrong? Therefore, it can't mean that in the case of Asha. So over there, lo nemar well aleach haktarat emurim. But who had smoshel who emurim would be kosher anyway. So it's a little ridiculous to bring a raya from exactly the wrong place. And I noticed that you left out where it says it. I like that. When it came to the chatas, you said where it said it. When it came to the pesach, you said where it said it. I noticed that you sort of were a little ambivalent about saying where it said it by the asham. So now we're going to throw it in your face. That's where it says it. Okay, so now I'm going to take out now my ace, okay? This is, I've been waiting for this. Couldn't wait to let you know. What are you going to do about that? The Torah actually makes a hekesh of the dinim of the chatat to the dinim of the asham. Ma chatat shalom l'shmo pasul, af asham shalom l'shmo pasul. I was just waiting for you to paint yourself into a corner. Now that you've painted yourself in very well, now we can show you how ridiculous it is to claim that it's only a dinim of chatat and not a dinim of asham. So there you go. Now, let's just understand, why did Rabbi Yeshua says we're running around in circles? Amala Rabbi Yeshua, well, we're going around in circles. Because Rami Chalila, why are we going around in circles? We should do what we always do. L'ma'ad Adina and L'aytib Ma'atzad. Whenever we find ourselves going around in circles, we look for the common denominator. Why don't we have a common denominator here? Because what Rabbi Yeshua is being Maramesu is, you don't really want us to have to go through this, do you? I mean, you know that there's no good common denominator. Why is that? Because what he was saying is, this was obvious to Rabbi Yisrael. What are you going to bring me a raya? You're going to bring me a raya from the two korbanot that are uniquely related to karet. A chatat is related to karet because you only bring a chatat on Yisrael karet. The korban Pesach is uniquely karet oriented because it's actually the only korban which, if you don't bring it, you'll be chayav karet. It's a mitzvah asay, only two mitzvot asay in the Torah, Mila and Pesach, which are Machayah Karet. So it's a very unfortunate confluence of two issues that therefore do not allow you to learn out the Asham from it, because the Asham does not come on Karet. So thank you very much, and we can move on. So that's why he said, you're driving me crazy, we're running around in circles. Omar lo Rabbi Yoshua. Okay, let's take the next part. No, chatas is not a good model, because, you can't learn out chatas rather from the model that you're giving me, because the chatas here, chatas is not a good model. Why? Because the chatas is dama lamala. How can you learn out for an asham that's not dama lamala? Why didn't he say something more obvious? Why didn't he say, the chatas can be brought in to the Beit HaMikdash itself, in certain chataot, which are the chataot apnimiot, nechnaz dama lefnai velefnim. Never in history is an asham brought lefnai velefnim into the heichal. No, we're not talking about it. We're talking about chatat achitzonot kamrina.
It's only on Kippur, right?
Yeah. Why didn't he ask him, im nichnaz dama lefnai? The theme could even say, it's possible. And that it says by a chatas. Kol chatat, that you bring it down b'fnim is possible. Well, because Rebbe Eliezer holds that true about the Arshim. Same way the Arshim is compared to the chatas in terms of Shavuot Lishma, it's going to be compared to the chatas in terms of Nichlas Tamalafim. So it wouldn't work very well as an argument against Rebbe Eliezer. Okay, why not bring Shekein Lichaperet al Chayvei Kritut? Because there's also a chatas that is brought on Shmiat HaKol. Shmiat HaKol is the din of Shvuat HaEdut, and that's a Korban Olah V'Yored, which is a type of chatas, and it's not coming on Karet. Okay, why didn't he say a chatas is more chomor? Because a chatas requires four separate matanot on the Mizbeach. Whereas an asham only requires two matanot, which equal four matanot, because you put, now let's get the dinim straight, the netinat adam of a chatat is unique. It is put on the four kranot. The kranot are the extensions that go up on the corners of the mizbeach. It's only one amah high. It's done with the finger instead of with a cleave. It's not poured. There's no zrika. There's netina. And what's more, it's put right at the edge, as put on the sharp edge of the keren. All four kranot. Now, the other karbanot, the asham and the shlomim, they are shnayim shein arba. So first of all, they don't have to be on the keren. A different issue, which we'll get to later. You don't use your finger, a different issue, we'll get to later. They don't have to be put on the edge, a different issue, which we'll get to later. But the issue we're talking about now is I only go to two diagonal sides of the Mizbeach and throw the dam on the Mizbeach, and that way it hits both sides at the same time. So why couldn't he say, Chatas is unique, how are you comparing that to the Asham? So that he wouldn't be able to say that it's the same thing. Well, now wait a minute, maybe he holds a Rabbi Yishmael. Rabbi Yishmael holds all dam requires arba matanot, because according to him, you need to actually get it on all four sides separately.
It's not the tina, but it's always...
Yes, it's not the same, and it's not on the keren, but it still does require four sides. So maybe that isn't such a big raya, because he would say, you could have told me it needs four matanot. Rabbi Yishmael also says that the Asham requires four matanot, and he learns that from the word saviv. Saviv means not just that it gets saviv, it requires pisuk damim. There needs to be a separation between the four corners. That's what makes it a round. Okay. All right, fine. That's a technicality. All right, let me move on. You want to talk about the difference between chatas and asha. Why don't you say that the chatas has to be put on the four kranot? You know, what do you want? You want to find differences. That's your problem. Little taimech, there's not other differences. Why don't you talk about etzba? You have to use your finger for the chatas. You have to use your finger for the other kabbalas. Why don't you talk about keren? That's put only on the top. Forget about even if the dam goes lamala. I mean, there's lamala above the chutas sikra, and then there's lamala on the kranot. That's lamala of lamala. And what about the dinner that has to be put on the chudash or keren right at the edge? How about that? So don't give me a list of things. You could have said any of these things. You're right. We're not going to bore you. Chad betray flat. I mean, we're giving you one out of two or three possibilities over here. But you know, I mean, it's all taken into consideration. Okay, amama. So now we understand more of what the conversation was. Now, Rabbi Yoshua said to Rabbi Eliezer, Lo im amret, that the chatas is dama lamala. If Rabbi Eliezer learns chatas from Asham, he should have said the Asham is also dama lamala. I mean, that's what you said about the other thing. You said, you're going to say, if dam is nichlas efnim, the chatas is possible. You said, well, Rabbi Eliezer said, would say the asham is possible. Okay. So then why not learn out the netinat dam of the asham from the chatat? Because, after all, it says, kachatat kasham. So the Torah compares the two. How come, when it came to where, there it never occurred to maybe to learn out asham from chat? Why? He should have said, Lemele Rabbi Eliezer, Asham Nami Demalamala. We'll put the blood of the Asham also above the Chutasikra. Rabbi, you can't say that. There's no way that he could have said, Asham Domalamala, Lomachi Tamrat. You can't do that. Why? Because it's a Kavachomer from the Korban Ola. If an Ola, which is far more suited to the Mizbeach, it's Khalil. The entire thing is brought on the Mizbeach. None of it is given to the Kohanim. And nonetheless, Domalamata. The Asham, which isn't even Khalil. I mean, Lo Kol Shekein. Well, no, it's not a kosher game. The ola, maybe the reason that it's dama lamata is because the ola is not mechaper. But as Rabbi Eliezer himself points out, is the asham and the chatas are both coming al chet, and therefore may very likely share the netinata dama lamala. Why isn't that perfectly reasonable? It is the Gemara. How come I can't say, therefore, that the asham should be learned from the chatas of dama lamala, and ola doesn't bother me, because it's not mechaper? Well, how about a chatas ha'ov? I mean, a chatas ha'ov, over there, certainly the chatas ha'ov is mechaper, but the din is that the chatas ha'ov, of course, is doma lamata. Well, a chatas ha'ov, we're talking about min zevach. We're talking about something that requires shchita. Chatas ha'ov doesn't require shchita. What does it require? Yay, malika, there we go. So it's not a type of zevach. There's no zvicha that's done on it. Okay, but the ola is a zevach, and the ola is lamata. Well, okay, so let's do a matzah. Lori zekri zev, lori zekas yigri zev. What's tzara shava? Tzara shava is their kachik adashim, the dam goes lamata, asham is kachik adashim, which should be dam lamata. Says Ravan biparzakya to Rav Hashi, why can't you say that that's not the tzara shava? Maybe the tzara shava is, ma'ala tzara shava shabem shetain ein lehem kitzva. There's no particular value to how much you gotta pay to bring a korban elot, bring a korban chatas, but an asham. An asham is the only thing where it has to be brought to Bekesef Shkalim. There's a minimum amount that needs to be paid. Maybe because of that, you can't learn out from these things that are dama lamata. Now we're back to kechatat kasham. Okay, comes on the chet. Yes, but what about all the others? No, they don't have a kitzvah of damim. I do. Don't ask me what about all the others. They're plebeians. I am like the oila, and therefore it should be dama lamata. Why not? So, therefore, you can't bring right from there. All right, hide a time in the Ribli Ezra. You know why the dam of an asham, I agree, is lamata, even though I say we learn not asham from chatas? I'll tell you why. It's a pasuk. The Yomar Kra, by the chatas, it says, HaKoheina mechate ota. Ota means ota dama lamala, ve'en damo shalach lamala. How about that? Only the dam of a chatas can be v'chita HaKohen. Well, okay, then you could say the same ota across the board. A chatas, and only a chatas, ota l'shma kshira shalo l'shma psula, as opposed to a korban asham, which is not pasul shalo l'shma. Did you hear that, Rebbe Eliezer? You're being rather consistent. So when it comes to the din of ota l'chatat, then you darshan, oh, it has to be for a chatas, and asham too, of course, because asham's coming out. Hey, when you're telling me ota l'chatat, only the chatat is put the dam lamala, then all of a sudden your argument, and an asham too, of course, breaks down. Well, how do you explain that? If ben l'shman, ben shalo l'shman should be sharing? No, that part's lavdavik. How do you know? Ha'u ota lavdavik. Well, you agree that a korban pesach is pasul shalo l'shma? Yes. So how could ota be davka? You can't say a chatas and only a chatas is pasul shalo l'shma. If a pesach, we all agree, is pasul shalo l'shma. So therefore, when it comes to the discussion of shalo l'shma, the ota is not relevant. It's not telling me, but other zevachim must be kosher shalo l'shma, because we know for a fact that that's not true by a pesach. Shulah not from a pasul. So therefore, the ota is only relevant vis-a-vis the type of netinat dam. Lovely. It's marvelous.
It is.
It really is. Even my cheerleader's getting a sad look. Says the Gemara, now, well, wait a minute. So, Achinami lav dafka. It's lav dafka when it comes to netinat dam. Because an olata oath, the dam is put lamala. And you're saying the only dam that goes lamala is the chatas. What are you going to do? And not the asham. Oh, what are you going to do about the olata oath? The way to remember this, the simple simon, is birds fly up. So the olata oath is both ola up and oaf up. Oof. Anything else is the opposite. So chatat ha'oaf, down. Chatat be'ima, up. Olat behema, down. Just keep that one thing. This is the one thing, everything else is a mirror of it. If it's too iron, then it's up. So there's olata off. But if you violate what, so let's say it's chatato, no, then it's down. If it's an olat, that's not an off. No, it's also down, see? So then you'll remember all of these data. If it's chatat, then it's not an off. Then it's up.
Cows right. Can't fly.
What's that?
Cows can't fly. You have one
zoo. Yeah. You've never seen a flying cow? You never hope to see one.
No.
Okay. So anyway, so therefore it's lav dafka. Because if you're telling me if I can find one exclusion, that then I don't have a right to say that it's coming to exclude the usher, because I know that it can't be coming to exclude everything, since I have an exclusion to the exclusion. So you have an exclusion to the exclusion here? You can't be excluding anything else from bringing its dam lamala, because it all has all goes lamala. So again, Rabbi Eliezer is being inconsistent. Yeah, but bezvicha we're talking about. There's nothing left out bezvicha. Oh, you know what? Ibaitema, you can use Rabbi Eliezer Rabbi Shimon's logic over here. As Rabbi Eliezer Rabbi Shimon points out, it's not so simple to restrict things to up and down. What is this, Dr. Seuss? Up and down, that's all that's important. How about lamala mikuta sikra, but not on the Karen? And how about lamala mikuta sikra being possible? If it's not on the Karen, it could only be on the Karen. How about that? So it's not an exclusion to an exclusion. There's only one place where v'chita ota kohen, and that is echatas behema. An ola sa'ov being lamala, where lamala? Lamala mikuta sikra. There's certainly no din of bringing an ola sa'ov on the Karen, so forget about it. Therefore, the only place where we have a true exclusion to the exclusion is carbon pesach when it comes to shelo lishma, which tells us the ota is lav dafka when it comes to shelo lishma. Come on, man. Imagine being brought up with this stuff. Think of what it would do to your brain. Tanya, damim hatachtonim. Dam that goes on the bottom of the mizbeach can be put anywhere. Mi chuta sikra v'lamata, from the red line down. Ha'elyonim can be put anywhere from the chuta sikra l'mala. Says Rabbi Elazar ba Rabbi Shimon, not so fast. Bamed vurim amurim, where you're talking about damim l'mala, that's only the olata of the chatata be'ima. No way. Hi atzmai na'asa ela al gufar shel keren. The only place to put it is on the actual Karen itself, which is the top of the, in other words, the 10th Amma of the Mizbeach, the actual piece that is one Amma high, extending above the surface of the Mizbeach itself. Itma. Shagda Lishma is Rog Damashal Lishma, Rabbi Yochanan Mar Psula Rish Lakasham Maksher, Rabbi Yochanan Psula Mechashvimi Avoda Le Avoda, V'yalfinu Mimachshevet Pigul, Rish Lakasham Maksher, Ein Bechashvimi Avoda Le Avoda, because of Loyalfinu Mimachshevet Pigul. And indeed, also the Tam Mayu, Deitma. Hashochetet Abeima Amanat Vizrog Damale Avodat Kochavim, Ulak Tirchel Val Avodat Kochavim, Rabbi Yochanan Mar Asura, because Mechash Mi Avoda Le Avoda, V'yalfinu Chutz Mipnim, Rish Lakasham Mutaret, Ein Mechash Mi Avoda Le Avoda, Loyalfinu Chutz Mipnim, V'tricha, Di Yashvinu Baha, Baham Rish Lakish, Aval, Pnim Mifnim, maybe be Marat Rabbi Yochanan. V'yashvinu Na Abba Avodah Zorah, maybe that's why Baka Amar. I mean, Bifnim rather Baka Amar Rabbi Yochanan. But perhaps by Yemem Adel Rish Lakish, therefore Tzricha. Kiyotar Rav Dimi Amar Matav Rabbi Yemi L'Siyo L'Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi La L'Siyo L'Rish Lakish. Let's take them one by one. Rabbi Yemi L'Siyo L'Rabbi Yochanan, he said like this, Uma B'makom Shimamar and Yishochet Chutz Zmano. Which, of course, is just ridiculous, and it's kosher. Shachto amanat lizrog damo chutz zmano would be possible, because it's pigol. Makam shimama reni shachet shelo lishmo. It's possible. Shachto amanat lizrog damo shelo lishmo, and then she possible. Maskev la rava bar iloi. I mean, what kind of kavachomer is that? Chutz zmano is a chi of karet. All right. Amar rava bar iloi. Then let's change it. How can come? Which is pasul. For sure should be pasul, and there's no din of karet here because it's a space violation. That's a universal. All zvachim are subject to the didim of pigol. Toma b'shelo l'shmo, she'en el agel b'pesach v'chatas v'vad, el amr v'ashi achikama. Uma b'makom, she'imamar en ishochet l'shem ploni, which is a shinui ha-ba'alim, hu kasher, but nonetheless, if he says it's rog dobo l'shem ploni, we pasul. Makom she'imamar en ishochet l'shem, another korban, which would be pasul, shachtu amanat l'zrog dobo shelo l'shmo, en odin she'i pasul. And that was the proof. Now, Rabbi Elah, who brought a raya to Reish Lakish, said as follows. Lo tomar bezrika at all, and learn it out from the Kavachomer of Shechita v'Kabbalah. Lamai hilchata katavachmana must be to teach us the ein mechashvim mi avodah le avodah. Matzkev la rakhapa. Why ein mechashvim? Maybe just the opposite. No, because imkein lishto kromine, and you'd eventually figure out the kavachomer Ravashi, wouldn't you? Ve'idach, Ravashi says, well, it's not a problem for me, because you could say, malahanach sheken tu unot zafon, ve'yashabakato ata pnimiyot, ve'idach, wait, we're talking about shlomim here. Idma, shavka lishma lizrokto mashalo lishma. How about that? Machlokas, Rav Nachman, Rav Psula, Rav Amar Kshera, and indeed, you see, people eventually figure out the Kavachom Rav Ashi. He was Hadar Be Rav Alur Gabi Rav Nachman because of the Kavachom Rav Ashi. Rav Eliezer Amar Af HaAsham, Tanya, Amar Rav Eliezer, what's the problem? Chatat Baal Chet, Asham Baal Chet, Ma Chatat Shalom Shema Psula, Af Asham Shalom Shema Pasul. Amalo Rabbi Yoshua, Allah Imam Rabbi Domalamala. Amalo Rabbi Eliezer, well, what about Pesach? Pesach Yokiyad Bamalamata. Shokta Shalosh Bapasul. Amalo Rabbi Yoshua, Pesach. Mala Pesach Shekin Zmano Kavua. Amalo Rabbi Eliezer, so Chatatokiyach. Amalo Rabbi Yoshua, we're running around in circles, you may not have noticed. Chazer Rabbi Eliezer Adan Dinacher. Okay. Chatat Nema Bahu Bishkita Hu Lishma Kasher. And Shalolishma Pasul. Pesach Nema Bahu Bizvicha Ulishmo Kasher Shaloshma Pasul. Afasham Nema Bahu Ulishmo Kasher Shalolishma Pasul. Omala Rabbi Yoshua, let me just repeat this here. Chatat Nema Bahi Bishchita Ulishmo Kasher Shaloshma Pasul. Very nice. Pesach Nema Bahu Bizvicha Ulishmo Kasher Shaloshma Pasul. Osha. Ashim lo neba bahu elaliyachar aktrape murin. May I point out that who had smashlok to murin at all would be kosher. Okay, says Rabbi Eliezer. Now I got you. Arei omer kachatat kasham. Ma chatat shalolish mo pasul. Af hasham shalolish mo pasul. Omama. Omar lo Rabbi Yeshua chuzrani chalila. Why is that? Lamad adinam aleite b'matzad. Because everybody knew that Ikala Mifrach, Malatzad HaShavashvayim, Shekein Yesh Behem Tzad Karet. Omar lo Rabbi Yosho, lo imamret bechatat, Shekein Dama Lamala. Lo imamret bechatat, Shekein Nichlas Dama Lefly Vilefim. Well, bechatat chitzana is coming. Okay, Shekein Im Nichlas Dama Lefly Vilefim Posol. Well, Rabbi Eliezer says the same thing would be true about the Asham. Okay, she came to Chaperat HaChatat Kritut. How about HaChatas HaShmiat HaKol? Okay, how about Tu'unar Bamatanot? Rabbi Yishmael, Dabba Kol Adamim Tu'unar Bamatanot. Okay, how about Tu'unar Bakronot? Yeah, all right, and okay, Etzba, okay, Karen, okay, Chuda. So what's your problem? Chad Mitrei Tlat Taimi Narkat. Omamar, Omala Rabbi Yishmael, Lo Imamret, why didn't Rabbi Eliezer just say, Oshem Nami Dama Lamala, by the same token. Om Rabbiya, because no way to say that. Oshem Dama Lamala Lamatzi Tamrit. Kavachomer Miola. Ma Ola Shei Kalil Dama Lamata. Asham Sheno Kalil O Koshekein. Ma Lola Shekein El Mechaperet. Chatasov Tochiyach. Well, Chatasov Shekein Eina Min Zeva. Ola Tochiyach. Lori Zekri Zeh, Lori Zekri Zeh, Hatzad Hashem Hashem, Shein Kotche Kotchim, V'domam Lamata, and therefore, the Osham too. So don't give me this stuff about the Osham to be Lamala, it's Domam Lamata. Omale Ravim, Yipazaki, Rav Hashemin, isn't that the whole point? Lifroch Malat Zad Hashem Hashem, Shekein Ein Lahem Kitzba, Tomer Basham Sheyesh Lo Kitzba. Ela Hainu Tam Derbe Eliezer, not to learn out Domam Lamala, by an osham is because it says hakohen mechate ota ota dama lamala ve'en dama shalach lamala. Why not say the same thing about ota is pasul shalom lishma and an osham not? Neima ota lishma ksheira shalom lishma psula hashar zvachim, including the osham ben lishma ben shalom lishma ksheirim. That ota is lav davka. Toshir pesach. Well, this one's also lav davka. Toshir ola tov. Yeah, but not bezvich. Bezvich, amiri lo shir miri. Or, even if you don't want to make that distinction, I can tell you. Iboitema mani rabbalaz rabbishimoni. The yoma haimakom lachud, vahaimakom lachud, and therefore there was no shir at all. Tetanya damima tachtonim, nitanim michuta sikra vlamata. Elyonim if what asik v'lamala. Omar Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, not so fast. Bamed var mamur beolat ta'uf, aval bechatat beima, hi atzma, ina asa, ela al gufa shel keren.